is with Boyer, and I've met with Butler in a while. If I seen him, I knew I recognized him, but it is a privilege and an honor to be here. And he asked us to say something about the church about a little bit over 22 years ago. We were a member of Victory Baptist Church in Dayton, Tennessee. Brother Leland Frazier is our pastor. And the Lord had put our home county on our hearts to go back in there and begin a work. And I appreciate what the Lord's done there at Mount Zion Baptist Church where we'll be pastor. Appreciate all the great things he's done despite us. And we just give him glory and honor. And I'm glad to be saved. Amen. I know the preacher wants me to preach, and I'm going to preach here, Lord willing, to good help the Lord. But I wasn't raised around church, wasn't raised around anything like this. Been in church twice by the time I was 19. I started going with my wife when I was around 19, 20, about 20. Got under conviction, said a prayer one night, but I wasn't willing to quit sin. I wanted fire insurance, but I wasn't willing to repent. And those things I was hanging on to, started trying to read the Bible, started trying to ask the blessing on the food. Maybe went to church another time or two. And there was never no change. There was never no conversion. I was under conviction. It wasn't God's fault. Amen. I was the one with the problem. My will. But I was around 25 years old, preacher, and I was out fishing one day. And I tell this, maybe it'll help somebody. I was out fishing. And the Lord passed by where I was, and I got under conviction like I'd never been under conviction. Knew I was headed for a devil's hell. Knew I was perishing in my sin. And just a few months later, I got born again. And I submit to you, it's the best life anybody could ever have. It's not always been smooth sailing, but thank God it is the best life. Amen. Anybody could ever have, and we praise the Lord for that. Is it all right if we stand? Jeremiah chapter number 18, verses 1 through 6. Again, I appreciate the preacher. The Bible's come, is blessed here by the Simpson, the preacher. No, he don't know me, but I've heard him many times down at Faith Baptist Camp and there at Brother Allen's funeral. And what a help he's been to us. Good to see Brother Boyer here as well. We look forward to getting to meet some folks and spend some time with you today. Familiar passage of Scripture. Probably won't say nothing new, but this is what's on my heart out of Jeremiah chapter number 18. And it really took on a new meaning to me here just a few years ago. I was up in Pigeon Forge and the Old Mill Restaurant, over behind the Old Mill Restaurant. Some of it's not yet. You know where the food places are. And over behind the Old Mill is a blacksmith thing where they do some blacksmith work, and right across the street is a pottery place where they do pottery work. And I went in there and said, preacher, I watched this lady make a vessel. And boy, it helped me. And I asked her, I said, ma'am, do you care if I film you? I can make this vessel. And I sat down and filmed it. And I went back and I've watched it. I couldn't tell you how many times I've watched and just tried to make detail out of every movement and everything she was doing while she worked on that vessel, and seen a lot of different things, or several different things, that I think would be a help to you this morning on a spiritual application. Jeremiah chapter number 18, verse number 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Let's bow our hearts and heads for a word of prayer. Father, we bow before you today. I do want to thank you, Lord, for everything we've already heard. I appreciate this good pastor, Lord. I pray, God, you give him much strength. And I thank you, dear God, for the men, dear Lord, that have fought this way before us. We all thank you for them, God, the price they've paid, God, the sacrifices they've made, lives they've lived. Lord, they have helped us leave something, dear God, in the corner of the field. God, where we can glean a little bit. Where, dear God, we can serve. I just pray. You bless Brother Butler and the good work here. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for today. I'm glad, God, your compassions fail not. And, Lord, we have met with new mercies. And we just bless your holy name for your goodness. And I do pray, God, when we get done, Lord, we'll leave this place saying that we saw no man save Jesus only. Please, God, help us today. Lord, you know our frailty. You know our frame. And, God, you know our faults. And I just pray you'd hide us behind the cross. And, Lord, we'll not fail to thank you for what's done. In Jesus' blessed and precious name, we pray. My glory and thine honor say, amen. Amen. Thank you. Go ahead and be seated. I just want to try to preach on this simple subject this morning about the potter and the clay. And I don't have no catchy title, just to be honest with you, but it is the burden of my heart. And preacher had asked us about coming quite a while ago, or a little while ago, and I pray, and just nothing would ever come up, nothing ever come up. But then I got up, and yes, this morning, and this message was fresh back down in my heart. And I appreciate the Lord guiding us this way. And I do understand that the setting of the text, that God is dealing with the house of Israel. I do understand the church has not replaced Israel. Amen. Somebody ought to help me out right there. The church has not replaced Israel. When I first got saved, I had a Thompson Chain study Bible, and every word as he talked to Israel, he'd say promises to the church. But it's promises to Israel. And I hope I don't grieve nobody. But, amen, we understand who this is written to. But there is some like truths that we can find in God's dealing with Old Testament Israel that we can apply to our own lives and see how that God works in our heart and our life. We understand the shadows and the types and the symbols of the Old Testament and how some of those things are fulfilled in the new. We have the substance of the new and God's working in mind in your life. And when I was thinking about these verses, there were several things that come to mind. And, of course, we see the potter in these verses. We see his plan in these verses. We see the possession in these verses. He is the he does express ownership of the clay. And I'm glad, excuse me, that we've been bought with a price. And we ought to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God. I am not my own. Amen. God help me to resign my will over to the master, amen, to the potter. And we see the potter, the plan, the possession. We see his patience as this vessel is marred in his hand. And then we see the process as he's trying to bring something useful out of this this regular lump of clay. And then we see the product when he's done. And we know when you look at the potter and the clay, the potter has to seek the clay out. I sure am glad, thank God, there was a day when he come and sought me and brought me under old time Holy Ghost conviction and dealt with my heart. Even Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. I'm glad for conviction, amen. I'm glad for the day when he come and sought me out. I wasn't looking for him. He wasn't nowhere on my radar. I wasn't interested in salvation. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I was trying to stay away from the church, trying to run from the light because I was in darkness. And I say, thanks be unto God that he did not let up off my trail, that he kept seeking me out, that he brought me under conviction. And when I turned to him, thank God, and repented of my sin, I got born again by the grace of God. I'm glad Romans 10:13 is true. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the potter has to seek the clay. He has to set the clay free. And if he's going to get anything done out of clay, it's up to him to shape the clay. The clay don't know how to shape itself. The clay's not capable of shaping itself. But it takes the potter to shape the clay. And then the potter prepares it for service. I sat and watched that woman as she worked on that piece of clay. It's patient, preacher. She built that vessel. I mean, this thing took like 3 minutes to run. I sat and watched her, and I just want to give you these by scale if I can, and pray they'll be a help to you. But when she began with this clay, all she had was a lump. Just a lump. I mean, you couldn't see no future in it. I didn't know what kind of vessel she is going to make. I mean, when you looked at it, you said, well, what in the world can you get out of that? I mean, it's just unformed. You see salvation in Genesis 1 when God, the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the deep and it was without form and void. What a picture of a lost sinner's life. And the Spirit of God brooding over it, the Spirit of God bringing life. Hallelujah. I seen that lump, and that's where she began. Couldn't see what was going to come out of who in the world would have ever dreamed that you and I would be sitting here saved by the grace of God and out of the fall of sin in our life. I mean, undeserving things of this blessing. I'll be in hell without that, Brother Rich, and I know that. And I say, thank God for salvation. It's just began before telling us. It's Psalm 19 and verse number 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. So she just began with a lump. And I watched her, and she began with that lump. And immediately she is going to find water to that lump and blood. So they're watching that, and I said, Paul, thank God for his mercy. Amen. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, which is the same forever, the word of God, which is in us and not ever. I mean, God's taken His Word and shaped our lives, and God has taken His Word and applied it to our lives, and she begins to slump, and as she does, she immediately began to apply water. And then I noticed also while I was watching that she never took her eyes off that lump of clay. That is amazing. I went and watched it again this morning. Thank God that His eyes are ever upon me and you. He has set His affection on us. And I say, bless His good name. I'm not going to take much time this morning. Psalm 139, listen, this is what our Bible tells us. Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. There's an exclamation point. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sea. When I awake, I am still with thee. Hallelujah to God. Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Sure, I'm glad, thank God, we're under His, we have His complete concentration upon mine and your life this morning. I know what it's like to be in a hard place. I know what it's like to be in a difficulty. I was thinking about my wife, and she aggravates me every now and then. She said, well, I reckon I went through all this so you can preach about it. Amen. I got invited on a special trip a couple years ago for preachers that have been in hardships, you know. And she said, I'll be the one that got to go on the trail. Amen. She said, what are you doing going on a trail? Through the blood clot back in 2017-18, stayed in the hospital for days, didn't know if she'd live through that. I've had kidney stones since she was a teenager. Preacher, she got sepsis shock off those stones back in 2019. And when she went into sepsis shock, they thought for sure, they told me, they said, if something don't happen, she ain't going to make it. We got four little old kids. We couldn't have kids till later in life. Now, my oldest is 18, and my youngest is 12. That's a few years ago, and they was relatively smaller then, of course. I know what it's like to sit in a hospital holding your wife's hand, begging God to have mercy on them. Hey, man, I know what that's like. And then just a couple of years ago, she got diagnosed with cancer, and we fought through all that and all those trips to the hospital. Still got all these trips to the hospital. So, but I know what I'm preaching about this morning. And I know how good it is to know, thank God, by faith, amen, His eyes ever upon me and you. Oh, bless His good name that He watches and cares for His own. Bless His name. I tell you, preacher, the verse God gave me while I sat in the hospital with my wife over in Psalm 31, the psalmist said, my times are in thy hand. And brother, I put a saddle on there. I've been driving ever since. To know that anything that happens in my life, to know that anything comes down the road that I'm going to be faced with, thank God it's already been through his hand. If nothing can happen to me, it must be allowed to happen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I say, thank God for his goodness. I mean, this, she had a complete concentration upon this lump of clay. Here we find a picture of mine in your life, but inside this lump of clay, wrought a work on the wheels. I like what he said in Ephesians 2 and verses 8 down through 10. A lot of times, man ain't careful. He'll stop on verse 9. But he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. We are his. You say, well, Brother Andy, I've been saved a long time. Hey, friend, you're still his workmanship. It don't matter if you've been saved a day or 10,000 days, you're still his workmanship. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. God's done told us how to walk. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. He said, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. And he said, love not the world, neither things are in the world. If any man loves the world, love the Father. He is not in him. And he talked about what all is in the world. But we ain't got time to preach on that. We're trying to preach on the potter. Amen. Trying to preach on the pot. Thank God. Oh, here we see his complete concentration. For I know the thoughts that I think toward. Ain't it good to know this morning? You say, boy, Brother Andy, I don't feel like I'm on nobody's mind. Preacher, I'm in one of the darkest places of my life. I'm telling you, thank God there is a God in heaven. And you're on his mind and on his heart. Bless his good name. Amen. Then I noticed her delicate touch while she worked on that vessel. Brother Clint, she never did. I sitting there watching her, and that wheel's just a spinning, boy. It's just a rolling, it's a turning fast. It looked like her fingertips. I've watched that video. And it looked like her fingertips. She clearly cut it. And she wasn't applying too much pressure. She just applied just enough pressure. Oh, God. Just applying just enough pressure. Thank you. She saved that into something useful. Something that can be a benefit to her or somebody else. To be a blessing to somebody. Hey, don't tell how many people come out and buy them vessels and give them to somebody near Christmas time or birthday. Well, I got this for you. And to be a blessing for somebody else. He said, boy, I'm hurting awful bad, preacher. Hey, friend, God can use your pain. He can use your hurts to heal somebody else. One of the young ladies at church, she, a few years ago during COVID, they knew the baby wasn't going to live when they had it. This precious, beautiful baby little girl named Anna. Preacher, they wouldn't let them have but one visitor. And they said, well, I can't pick. She said, I can't pick my parents. He said, I can't pick mine. Preacher, we want you to come. And we don't expect the baby to live too long after it's born. And it didn't live too long after that precious, beautiful little baby girl was born. And I'm telling you, brother, to hear a mother's wail, to hear that moaning and groaning and that pain and that heartache. But just here the other day in the county where I live, a very similar situation took place. Boy, I tell you, I appreciate what God's done in Sister Shelby and Brother Caleb's life, that little girl. And we'd been requesting prayer for this other little baby. And Sister Shelby said, friend, she said, Brother Andy, she said, you let them know that I've already been there, been through something very similar. If I can be a help to them, I'll be glad to reach out and help. God can use your struggles and your pain and your sorrow to help somebody else.
Yes,
amen. God, oh, yeah. I said, what a blessing. Boy, I said, man, I mean, hard to overcome. Difficult days under pressure. And she said, I'll be glad to try to talk to that family if they need help. I said, hallelujah to God. Amen. The delicate touch. Her constant use of water. You know, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Job said, well, I esteem it more than my necessary food. Boy, that Psalm 119, my soul in the morning, what a psalm. Magnifying the word of God. The constant use of water. I watched that woman. She cooked in. Bible meeting simple. When saints meet together, that's their will be found. God's sanctified. You know, and I tell you, it's, you say, well, I caught up in YouTube or something. Friend, it's not the same. It don't matter what you watch or what you see or listening on radio. Catch up the same scent right now. That God makes it thirsty. God makes it applicable to your own life in a personal, in a personal. Your body, friends. It's awesome. Just tell you what I saw now. Just tell you what I saw. And I said, boy, it's just like our Lord. I think Paul knew something about it when he said, I'm being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it, thank God, unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. The vast majority of the work was done on the inside. Another thing I noticed while I watched her, but she knew the exact speed in which to run. Now, I didn't ask her. I didn't bother, but I just watched her and I observed her. And she would slow down and she would speed up. Then she would keep it real fast. Then she would slow it back. And I said, how about that? I said, boy, God ain't never moving too fast in our life, nor is God ever moving too slow in our life. Oh, Brother Joe Bryant, boy, what a friend he was to me. Brother Joe, he gave me one of the parts to hold it. Probably y'all was giving it out. The preacher was down, and I had the privilege of preaching for the Joe Wednesday night. And then Paul quit in Thursday, and he went on to be with the Lord, tried in the Saturday. And I was with him out there at the last days, and I had my picture with him. I told my wife, I said, you gotta go to Brian, see. I'm so glad I did it. So glad I got a picture. But in that little heartbeat of holy, there was a chapter when we first started Mount Zion Baptist Church. I mean, I knew I was in the will of God. I knew it's what God wanted me to do. Knew it's what God wanted out of there. I thought, well, I'm in God's will. We're walking around by 160, my brother. We'll have 200 in a couple of years. I had Brother Biddle come in. I had Brother Allen, Brother Jordan, Brother Sutherland. I mean, I was having every good man I knew come. I said, man, well, praise God, we'll be sitting about 250, done about a year, friend. I found out it went that way, dude. There's a chapter in that book, The Heart Being Whole. They talk about selling slow and fall, on that old skill, down the road. So I tell you, I read that chapter, and God took that chapter and said, now, I said, man, Lord, I'm not just cheating, and all those things are it probably ruined me. I mean, if we'd run 200, I'd probably got the big head and been ruined. Then all about me. And look what you've done. Look what you've accomplished. I tell you, brother, if God does anything, he'll do it despite us this morning. Yeah. Amen. She knew the exact speed. And she was amazing. Well, we got illustration after illustration. Moses on the backside of that. See, God never did get no hurt. He knew in David's life, God never got no hurry in David's life. Abishai and them, they said, let us kill Saul. Let us kill Shimei. I mean, you know, you got that crowd, want to kill everybody. And David said, no, just let them alone. You know, here man is running for his life. He'd quite like to be back in his own bed. He said, man, boy, this looks like the will of God. Can they go where and kill God? I'm like trying to get all in God. I'm like sit a little afraid in this guy. David's made out better sons. Amen. Well, she knew the exact speed. She stayed in constant contact. think I've seen her move her hand off that vessel one time. I'm telling you, thank God, the Lord Jesus stays in constant, the potter stays in constant contact with mine and your life. Every morning, thank God, there's new mercy out of her. Then I watched her trim the vessel. She's sitting there working it, and it's swelling out, and it's moving, and different things. Like I said a minute ago, all that works down on the inside. But then she brought out this little tool. It looked like a knife. She begins to fairly lay it upon that vessel while it's turning. And then I see that excess garbage falling on us. I see that excess stuff that's no count falling off. I see that excess stuff that really don't benefit the vessel and make it a vessel for the finer, if you will. She's sitting there taking all that off. But I know sometimes it hurts when God goes to trimming on us, but we need trim, though. I had an old apple tree out in the yard. Somebody said, if you go up there and beat the far out of it, you'll get more apples. That's what them old timers would tell you. I'll go up there and whip that tree. Well, I didn't go up there and whip it, but I'll tell you this one thing. I did go up there and start shearing it. And all them old sucker limbs. This guy told me how to identify a sucker limb. Started cutting them suckers. See, them sucker limbs don't really serve no purpose. They just draw the nutrients from the tree. They just sap it of its strength and of its life. Well, I tell you, Hebrews writer said, wherefore, seeing we're also compassed about so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easy to set us, and let us run with faith and the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who loved us and gave himself for us, thank God. But consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, let you be weary and thinking. I didn't know. But we need trim to him. You need dead weight knocked on. I said, thank God for a preacher loves you enough to preach to tell you the truth. Amen. Trim you up. Praise God. And I know a sword could be used the wrong way. Ask Peter when you get there. It's going to be used the wrong way. That's the trim of the vessel. Number 9, she kept her eyes on the vessel the entire time. Number 10, clay is totally submitted to the master's work. That's reading over Philippians chapter 4. Like what Paul said, one of his prison epistles. Yes, sir. Speaking, sir, still fine, no doubt, for a precious place in his heart. All the time is best at the year. Things that it labored, and I bought it. He owned me, church, Greek Baptist church, six other places, and five times, six others, the most expensive. Now he's writing to the human. He said this, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful. But you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, and am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But this verse is not out of place. The next verse is not just, the Holy Spirit didn't say, I just think all this, stick this over here. He said, the next thing, he said, I can do all things. What's he talking about? Hey, no matter where I'm at, no matter where I'm at in life, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So what is that? That is a submission to God's will. I don't think Paul ever strayed real far from his prayer over in Acts 9 when he said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? When's the last time you prayed that prayer? Lord, what would thou have me to do? God might want you to make some cookies and walk across the yard to your neighbors and give them a thing of cookies and invite them down to the house of the Lord. I don't know. He may want you to go down the street and hold a sign and tell the world Jesus saved. I don't know. But I know one thing. God wants us to do something. He didn't save us just to occupy a pew. Hey, man, we're liveless, though. Thank God we had a life of God in the soul of man through this new birth. I say, hallelujah. Well, I don't
I have a dog on the well. He tells children to verse 24 and 25. Bound to him and his name will keep you from falling and present you falling. Present you. And don't throw me out. But I'm telling you, when I first got saved, I didn't know about soul sinners. First, I got saved and they didn't preach soul sinners. I tell you one thing, when I got my nose in that New Testament, it didn't find me long to find it. Amen. I got ready to go on. I said, it says I have eternal life. That's the only kind of life God ever gave. Then I found out I was sealed with the Spirit of God. Then I found out, hallelujah, imputed His righteousness to my account. I said, man, I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to. Amen. God, you say, why you say all that? Because I'm telling you, that's going to be a transition. Amen. I'm tearing from now and waiting to get these other men to preach. Just be mindful of what the Lord wants us to say, and no more, no less. These are. Friend, if time passed, walk through the doors this Lord. Lord, and breath, fire, the air, the spirit, now work and cure this place. Four times in this chapter, he talked about the time passed. Time's passed, and makes mention of that three times, and he says that time in verse 12. But I like that when he says that time. I'm glad, thank God, we're not, you don't have to live in the past. So we walked according to the prince of fire of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, didn't used to be rich, who is, that's present tense, who is rich in mercy for his great love, not just love, but great love, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye are saved. Hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, you may not be a bootlegger and you may not frequent the gambling dens. There was a time.
There was time.
That's for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, for the truth of this movement. Thank you, God, for the Father. I pray, God, you bless the remainder of this service. The men that come, I pray, God, to give them liberty. Clarity of mind is clearness of speech. And I just pray, God, to have your way here in this place. Bless him as he moderates. God will not fail to thank you for heaven's sake. Dear God, take this and may you enlarge upon it in our own hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, we pray.